is that time of year. You know, it's been quite a burst of cold. It's mellowed out the last couple of days. Ice not too great here in southern Michigan. But I'm told that a white Christmas on the way. Most of the UP going to get pounded with snow. The snow belts of northwestern and southwestern Michigan should get pounded as well, which means my next guest, Nanook of the North, sort of wannabe Ron Rademacher, traveler, writer, author, storyteller, and stumbler out of the bush, Ron Rademacher, he could be getting frostbitten out there. Ron, welcome back.
Merry Christmas, Steve. How are you?
I am well, and Merry Christmas to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, listen, and I'm really thrilled to hear about this muskox thing. I mean, that's a new Michigan company. I'm going to get to their shop. That sounds like really good stuff.
It's really, for you, perfect. I mean, we're talking about buffalo plaid and flannel and, you know, heavy-duty
exactly,
stuff, lightweight
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
you got it. You know, I'll give you an ice fishing report. It is going to be warm in the Upper Peninsula today, but tomorrow the high where I live is supposed to be 20.
Right, and you already had some pretty good ice. You already had ice underway, obviously, right?
We do. We actually have the I can't. I'm never allowed to give away exact locations. Everybody understands that. But the inland lakes south of Munising, south of Marquette, have inches of ice. And the guys are out there. They're getting walleye. They're getting perch. They're getting northerns.
They're getting liquored up.
The doggone ice fishing is good. So it might be a
ice
great winter
fishing.
If we can get some cold
Ron,
weather and get the big
Ron,
lakes frozen.
Ron, it's Christmas. We can tell the truth here. Ice fishing has very little to do with fishing. Come on, tell the people the truth.
The only reason that I know of to go ice fishing is to make sure that the wine and whiskey hasn't gone bad from last year.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, if we must be honest, that's really the reason. So they
is that normal? Are they usually out by this time of the year? I don't know what the ice fishing conditions are normally like it, you know, the week before Christmas. Is this normal?
Usually, it's a little bit behind this year. Usually they would already be out there ice fishing on Big Bay to Knock and all that, but it's just not been cold enough. It's coming now. I mean, starting tomorrow, looks like we're going to settle into winter and they will be out there. So
yeah, yeah.
It's too early for me. I'm still sending my little brother out on the ice first. I'm not going yet. So
wait it up. Hey, you'll see if that ice is any good. Go on.
Hang on to mine.
Anyhow, give me some places. Give me some holiday cheer here, Ron. Let's make a run around the country.
Hey, listen. I've got a great road trip that's for people who are down south, downstate. If you have never been along the Redbud Trail, it's often overlooked. It's way over on the St. Joseph River, and the part that runs between Berrien Springs and Buchanan is full of some of those beautiful scenery high up on those bluffs above the St. Joseph River that you'll ever see. And in the springtime, of course, if you can't go, you want to wait till spring. That's when the redbud trees are blooming. And what they did back in the 1930s, they started planting redbud trees all along that stretch of the river to encourage tourism. And so it just the whole thing is just lit up with red trees every spring. It's beautiful out there.
Really?
Yeah,
I love it.
You may not know this, but the redbud tree is also known as the Judas tree because it was one of those that Judas Iscariot hung himself from.
Huh.
So I think that some of our congressmen should take a lesson.
Yeah.
You know, they should be ashamed of themselves for what they did the other day.
Yeah, they're not. But
there's a lot along there. There's Berrien Springs where there's it's the oldest county courthouse in Michigan is in that town. In Buchanan, Piers Mill is the only mill that's still operating from the 13 that were on McCoy Creek, and it's got a working water wheel. It's a great museum. You got to check with their websites this time of year because we do have the COVID, so sometimes they don't open. But if you get a chance to go up there, there are two unique spots. One is Moxon Bluff. Was used by the Native tribes as a meeting place for centuries, and the other is there's a tulip tree right next to Bear Cave, and when you look at it, the limbs are all twisted and they're weird looking. That was done on purpose, and that tree was a marker that tribes coming down the St. Joseph River could spot that tulip tree up on that bluff, and they knew that that's where the council was meeting. And
really?
That tree today is surrounded by a low concrete barrier because it's sacred ground. You're not supposed to cross that barrier.
Huh.
Beautiful spot. In fact, the Potawatomi Indian tribe is in a legal battle with the state of Michigan. They want that patch of ground back because it's sacred ground and it was taken by a private company.
Gotcha. So they want us. Okay, I get it. I'm on it.
Yep, they want it back, yeah. So beautiful stuff down there, you know, and that's also where Bear Cave is. If you've never been to Bear Cave, well worth going to it. Very small cave, but it's the only cavern in Michigan. So there's a little road trip for you that you can go now or you can wait till spring, and I'm going to give you a bunch of these as we go across because we'll have some winter sports coming up for me in the next couple of months, but I'm going to tell you about some of these little-known drives out there, too. So when you're bored, you can know where to go just in case they don't open up for a while.
All right, give me one more here. You know, we got one more minute here. I mean, this is pretty incredible stuff. The Bear Cave, the Tulip Tree, it's all pretty remarkable.
Yeah, really great stuff. Well, I'll give you another one, which I've talked about before, but it's perfect right now, and that's the Fiborn Karst up by Trout Lake in the Upper Peninsula. Just Google it up to find it, and you go out and you can park there. I've sent you pictures of that huge wetland where the beavers build these gigantic dams. That is in that area. There are very nicely marked trails, so you can drive in. And most anybody can handle it. And also the huge quarry is there with the ruins of the old ironworks and the old railroad. So great for pictures, great for taking the dogs. Easy to social distance because, I mean, of all the times I've been there, I think I've run into people twice. It's a hundreds of acres of just beautiful, pristine wilderness.
Well, there you go. Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Merry Christmas, Ron. Thank you for being a part of the program again this year. Greatly appreciate all of your input. I do, and I appreciate all that you've done. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and yours and to Alex and Sarah and everybody. And, you know, it's one of the great things that I'm very proud of, is being part of your show.
There you go. We'll talk to you soon. It's the Steve Cooper Show.